Psycho Man.
Well, that's kind of cool looking.
Yeah. That's what they're releasing to the general public.
It's not bad. I don't like that so much. I like the other one better.
Well, that's the actual track bike, but this is the one they're releasing to the general public.
Yeah, I see what they did.
Okay. FTR-1200. So.
Do they have catalytic converters on this?
Yeah.
Come on.
None that you can rip off and put on a car. Good evening, everyone. I shouldn't say evening, should I?
Why?
Because somebody might not be listening to it in the evening. Somebody might be listening to it in the morning or in the afternoon.
Well.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Motorcycle Men Podcast. I am Ted, your host. This is episode 169.
Wowzer.
And we are here in the V-Twin Cafe. And as usual, where it's 72 degrees and sunny, except when it's 50 degrees and overcast.
Yes. Fall has come.
Fall has arrived here in the Northeast. And I'm in here with Timbuktu.
Hello, people. Hello, people.
You're very sedate today, aren't you?
Yes.
And Chris the Joker. Okay. And Justin Shoes is not good. We're without shoes. We're without shoes today. We have no
shoes.
We're
shoeless today.
We're shoeless today.
We're going barefoot.
I like that. This is a barefoot episode.
WTF.
And how you doing, boys?
We're done.
We're done.
Yeah. This is our... I guess it's the... here is it. We're in the middle of October already. What the hell,
yes.
Man?
Whose birthday is it tomorrow, Chris?
It is...
What?
Ted's birthday!
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's my birthday. It's funny you should do the fart noise. Well, you know? Are you suggesting something? Oh, the 12-year-old is at it.
It's your birthday tomorrow.
Yes, it is my birthday tomorrow. Yep.
6-0?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I've come to this new thing now. It goes by decade. So this is going to be my sixth decade, and it'll be 6.0. So
yeah,
right now,
I don't do the years anymore, man.
No.
Because I play role-playing games and stuff like that, I'm level.
Yeah, you're level.
I'm a level 49 now.
Okay, well. I'm a level 59, or I like to say
you're a level 59.
Actually, I like
you're
to say
60.
I'm version 5.9.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I look at it this way: I'm negative 17.
Yeah, well,
because after 50, you start going backwards.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we're all in denial. I understand it. It's quite right. But hey, you know. So in honor of my birthday tomorrow, I've bought each of us a lottery ticket.
Ooh.
So let's scratch our lottery tickets and see if we won.
Scratch lottery tickets.
You got something to scratch your lottery ticket with? You're going to use the key? I've got each one of you a big money spectacular. And I've got myself a $1 million lucky $10 ticket. So we're going to see what happens. And
I don't win anything, so.
Well, you never know, because I won $32 last week.
On this one?
And on this big one. And then I won $50 the week before, and I took everybody to dinner and spent it all. So you guys scratched that off, or did you scratch off your numbers yet? Scratch off your numbers.
These are my numbers.
Oh, on the right-hand side. And I was going to say, if you won, what would be the first thing you bought?
See, I already know there's a key to rub-offs, if anybody's ever noticed this.
There is?
If your number... is one up or one below a number that you scratch off?
Yeah, it's a loser. It's a loser.
That's a losing ticket.
It's a loser.
Like, see, I already know. I got one of my numbers is 15, so I already see a 16.
So you're done.
So I'm done.
Yeah.
This ain't a winner.
How about you, Tim? How'd you make out? Did you make out anything there?
I got a six.
No, I just
There's
made out
seven.
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So seven, I bought you losing tickets?
Yeah, here we go. 15, 17, okay.
Are you sure it's a loser?
It's a loser.
Really?
Did you buy winning tickets? I
asked for winning tickets, but they never follow through. Bastards. All right, so let's see. Where am I here? 25. We're looking. We want 29, 35, 5%, 7%. So far, nothing. It's so far it's nothing. But we're gonna see. And then if I win $1 million,
and use the app on your phone. For
if I win $1 million, Ted, I'll buy you a Vespa, or whatever you want.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah.
Not the back end. Scratch off the
front part. Right. Yeah, if I win, Tim, I'll buy you a Vespa of your favorite color.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah.
Whole Vespa.
I gotta stop. And when I go to work, there's this woman that rides a Vespa. And she's like hardcore like me. Like, she rides in the fucking rain.
Yeah.
And I'd like to stop her and talk to her. I'm like, wow, you're like fucking a goddamn trooper, man. Mm-hmm. Like, when it was pouring rain when I was riding, she was fucking riding too. I was like, damn.
Definitely.
Yeah.
20, nothing. 34.
She must get like 100 miles to a gallon.
Oh, they get great mileage, man, those things. They're fantastic.
And it was
on what road? Which road are you on?
I see her in Scotch Plains all the time when I'm
in town or on.
Well, like going through town, I guess. Oh. When she leaves for work, she's, you know. Huh. But I see her all the time on that scooter, man, and I'm like, damn, I said she rides in the fucking rain. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And she's tooling too, man.
Is it a Vespa or is it
just
a scooter?
No, it's a Vespa. It looks like a brand new Vespa.
Huh. Wow.
The fast little thing, too.
Vespas are pretty cool, man. I, despite what anybody might say or whatever.
I would get a Vespa for the
Absolutely, dude. That'd be a blast. Are you kidding me? That'd be freaking awesome.
You know, I got to run and get milk down the street. Come or somebody on, hop on the Vespa. Be like,
hey, pfft. A Vespa with a little trailer on the back.
There you go.
You know, if I just had to run to the store and get something, like a little something, I'd take the Vespa.
Hell yes. Absolutely. And you know what? Then you go to a bike night on the Vespa.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome. Did you win something, Tim?
Get like a whole spike outfit and leather and everything and get on the Vespa.
Yes!
Put apes on a Vespa.
I wonder if you could do that. That'd be funny as hell, dude.
You get a motorcycle sound and put it in the speaker system. And then vroom, vroom.
Get some Vance and Hines pipes and put it on.
They probably make them, too, if you give them the money.
Yeah, probably. They make any damn thing if you want. So, anyway, so here we are, and it's been a really, really bizarre last couple of weeks, you know.
Well, let's start with the important stuff. Tell everybody what happened with the bike.
My bike. So my bike is sick.
It's very
sick. It's broke. It's sick. I'll just say it's broke.
It's sickly.
As you may or may not know, those of you who know, the Harley-Davidson's twin cam 88 engine. Their earlier models have what they call the cam chain tensioners, which is basically a little plastic shoe, about an inch and a half long, maybe half inch thick, that's on some springs. It's spring tensioned, and it puts pressure on the cam chains on both front and the backside so that, you know, the chains stay, you know.
Twin cam bikes only.
Twin cam is the only ones that did. In fact, later on in the year, I believe later on in the development of the twin cam, I believe they stopped doing that because it was so fallible.
It's so stupid.
It is. And the thing is, the twin these cam chain adjusters don't last but between 20 to 50,000 miles. And then they usually shatter apart, break, and bits and pieces of plastic, if not watched, can get in, clog up your oil pump, and that leads to further bad things. And you get parts
oil
of
pump?
Yeah, because your oil pump is right there.
Oh.
So my bike has been running absolutely fantastic. And then, as you recall, the last episode we were here, I said, there's this whining noise, and I don't know where it's coming from. I thought it was the pump. I mean, the starter. So last weekend, I decided, well, let me open her up and get in there. The weekend that Chris and I went and did test rides down at the Harley dealer, mm-hmm. They had demo days. That Saturday, I went home, and I decided to open her up, and lo and behold, cam chain tensioner is probably about 5 miles from blowing apart. So I caught it just in time. So I'm severely disappointed. All I could do was just put fresh oil in, close her up, then put fresh oil in, because it would have been stupid to do it the other way, because the oil would just come right back out again. So anyway, so I did put it all back together, and
now it's just sitting there.
I run it for about a minute every other day just to keep the oil running through the system. Not only that, 2 days before that happened, I went to go to the bank, and the bike was really squirrely. And I came back home, only to find that my front tire was flat.
How is it now?
It's flat. Because it has a nail in it, and the valve itself is shot, so it's just letting air out. So I bought a new tire. I just have to have it mounted. So in other words, the bike is sitting until I can. So here's the thing. You ready? Now here's where Chris is going to give us his thoughts and opinions on the costs of repairing such a thing. All right. There we go. Now I got four estimates to repair. First of all, the parts are expensive as shit.
Yeah. No surprise there.
You know, there's three methods to repair this. Either A, put the original kind of parts back on with the spring tensioner, which is stupid because then you're just going to have to do it in another 20,000 miles, right?
40.
No, trust me, 20 to 25,000. Well, actually, I lucked out. My bike has 52,000 miles on it, and it just happened, so who knows?
But you don't know what was done before you owned it.
No, right. No, I have no idea. So it's obviously the spring tensioners are still there, so yeah, who knows?
It's a lottery, 50-50. Yeah, you don't exactly know if it's ever going
to
happen.
So now, but again, unlike the lottery, you know, you have a chance to win or you get nothing. With this here, it's like it either works or it breaks completely. But with this, so I can either go back to the original form, which is the tensioned, or I can go hydraulic, which functions off the oil pump pressure, or I can go geared, which is the best way to go. Which means there's no camp, there's no rubber shoes to keep things tense. It's also the most costly. It's the most costly. Now, I know for a fact by researching the gear-driven cam chain tensioner is $1,600 just for the part. Yeah. Now, and that's from S&S. That's not from Harley-Davidson. That's from S&S. Now, the hydraulic cam chain tensioner from Harley-Davidson is $509, and it's not any cheaper from S&S.
Really? So it's cheaper from Harley-Davidson?
Yeah, it's the same. So I originally wanted to go with the geared, but, you know, $1,600, I just can't afford that. I can barely afford what it's going to cost me. So I got four estimates, and I figured, well, hey, let me find out from
now, my... Now, does this include changing the tire, too?
No, this is just doing the cam chain tensioner.
Wow. All right, so we're talking.
So I contacted.
$2,000 no matter what.
Well, wait, no, that's necessary.
That's $720 for the tires, too. Yeah, no. Just fucking kills me.
Yeah, well, that's for two tires, right?
That's a fucking rip-off.
So here, so I'll get to that in a second. But I contacted my local Harley dealer, and which I was very surprised that the guys behind the counter at the service department, they got some new dudes there, and they're not as adept as the other guys were. But they go, yeah, well, you're looking at probably it's $1,500 plus or minus. And I said, well, how much is that? He goes, well, that's parts and labor out the door. Okay. All right, good. Thanks for the number. So I contacted a local shop it's an independent shop to see how much they wanted. This is where I wanted to hang up on a guy, but I let him talk. Just to do the hydraulic cam chain tensioner, labor and everything, $1,600. If I wanted to have the gear driven ones done, $2,500.
What?
Yeah. And then I got another quote from another dealer down by me, which I've never been to this dealer, and they quoted me $1,550.
How do they do a fucking jump up like that? $2,500 fucking dollars.
Because the gear driven one is $1,600 off the right off the bat, so he's already charging me $1,000 in labor to do the work. I'm like, okay. So now Justin, as you know, works up at Bergen Harley Davidson, and I told him what the problem was. He goes, hold on a second, I'll get back to you. $1,250.
Cool.
So unfortunately, it's not going to happen right now. I'm raising money for myself here, not with a Kickstarter campaign, but I'm just. I'm doing overtime at work. I'm doing more Uber and Lyft and all that just to make extra money to fix this. And so there's that. But the tire situation, I bought the tire from Bike Bandit for $164. Harley Davidson wanted $228 for the same tire.
What brand of tire?
Same tire I got, Dunlop.
$228. How the fuck is that allowed?
Yeah, because the ones...
How is that allowed?
Right, because the ones on Harley have Harley printed
Give
on
a fucking shit. I got the same ones, dude. It said
Stop.
Harley
You're
on
not
them.
Listening.
Said HD on
Stop
it.
Yelling at me.
Said
I'm on your team.
On it, and they were
we're
not
on the same
that
team.
Goddamn expensive. That infuriates me. How the fuck do they allow to do that?
I don't have an answer for you, bro.
That's a bunch of shit.
I know. So I bought the tire.
And you fucking bought it from Harley.
No. I bought the tire from Bike Bandit.
I would not fucking buy a fucking tire from Harley.
164 for the front tire. Now, but the dealer said, well, you bring us the tire and the front wheel, and we'll put it on for $70.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Fine. I'm not going to bother doing it now because the bike can't be moved anyway. So I'll just wait. I'll have it all done at the same time.
Yeah, it's funny. You might as well do it.
Why?
It's not, the bike is not doing anything.
I'm just saying he's going to have to have it towed anyway to where he's going.
Well, I'm
going to
trailer.
Let them do everything at once.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It's going to be on a lift anyway.
Yeah. So yesterday I was walking by the bike after I ran. I looked at it. I noticed the back tire is kind of thin on the thread. So on the tread. So I'm going to get. I'm going to go buy the new back tire.
When's the last time you changed them?
27,000 miles ago.
So why don't you put a 300 on it?
If I could, I would. You know, no, if I could go wider, I would. But
can you imagine if your bike had 300?
No, I couldn't imagine it. Because then the saddlebags would be like 8 feet apart.
Yeah, right.
I think that's
cool.
Yeah. Big ass.
So from Bike Bandit, the back tire is going to cost me $180. Through Harley Davidson, the back tire would cost me.
Then you're using the Dunlops again, right?
Yeah. The back tire would cost me $278 through Harley Davidson. And I can get it for $184 through Bike Bandit.
Yeah, I switched to the Metzlers.
I would have done Metzler also, but I want the fat white wall on my tires, and they don't have that. They don't have the white wall.
Those tires that I put on the bike are really good. I've noticed the
difference. But this is a softer rubber.
It's a little softer, but the way they handle in the rain, noticeably different.
Yeah.
Did you find out if you have a tube or not?
You know what? Remember when Justin was talking about, does your rim shape like this? Is your rim shape like that? Remember that? Right. He says, if your rim is shaped like this, you don't have to. Well, he said the way he described it, if the way my rim is shaped, I technically should have a tube, but I don't know.
Look at the valve. If the valve is coming through.
No, it's bolted.
It's bolted on?
Yeah.
Then you don't have a tube.
That's what I thought, because I'll tell you why.
There's no way to have a tube and
because the tire on it's printed on a tire says tubeless. And the numb nuts over the Harley dealer went and says, well, you know, so you need a tube. And I'm like, well, it says tubeless on the
what
tire.
Tim said,
and he goes, oh,
the
yeah.
Truth.
Yeah. So
if that fucking thing is bolted on here, then you don't have a tube.
So they're going to have to also give me a new valve also. I'm going to get new valves in the front and back anyway because they're kind of rusty and shitty. So, but anyway, for now, the bike sits still with fresh oil and everything. I can't freaking move it.
You're down for the count.
I'm down, man. That's a bummer.
And Chris, how's yours, man?
So far, so good.
We have to open your bike up now. We have to find out.
Go fuck yourself.
You got, dude.
Suck cock. Suck big donkey cock. Okay?
Well, let me ask you.
I view it like cancer. I believe when you start cutting shit open, that's when the cancer comes. Okay? We're not breaking shit open because nothing's wrong with the bike. We ain't fixing what ain't broken.
All right.
Period.
Yeah, this family.
Well, when I start hearing a weird sound, then I'll stop using
it. I'm sorry, this family doesn't have luck with that kind of shit.
No fucking way.
Okay, so here on this date,
shit,
October 15th at 8 o'clock.
So look at, listen, he's putting the whammy on my fucking
bike. No, I am not. I'm just.
You fucking so just put the whammy on my fucking bike.
I'm just noting
now,
this date.
Now, guarantee it, it's going to be.
No, not this date and time.
Wow,
I'm just noting
whammy.
You just whammy my bike.
I did not. No, I wouldn't whammy your bike. I would never whammy your bike. I would never whammy. I would not put my whammy near your bike.
No looky at stuff. It is nothing wrong with it. If it ain't broke, don't
everything's
fix it.
Just fine.
Everything is fine.
Don't go buy, like, you know, they last only 20. Like I told you, I know a couple of guys that have never fucking changed it.
You know,
and they're at 100,000 miles.
And then
there's guys, I've heard of guys like you that it went early. It's random.
Yeah, it is. It's totally. It is. It is totally random. You never know. What year is your bike again?
2002.
2002. And you've got 40,000 miles on it?
Yes. And I've already had, what work have I done ahead on the bike? I've had,
You haven't done anything internally, really.
No, the only thing was the The fuck was that we tightened?
Compensator.
The compensator.
That was the only thing we did, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it still leak oil?
No, no.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the only recurring problem. I have to the head gasket on a bike set.
Oh, the head gasket. Oh, boxes.
It's the atypical Harley thing, so it's, but it looks, because how oil expands, it looks a little worse than it actually is, because the oil barely ever goes down.
I know exactly. It's coming from the rocker boxes. I know exactly. That's what
you know.
Exactly
you'll see the oil on the the head. Yep. I got to clean it off, but the oil's
it's a seep. It's just really
it's a tiny seep. And I think that issue arose after my accident. I think the accident.
Oh, probably
over time when you, because of the hard hit the bike took on the ground, that probably caused problems for down the road.
No, yeah. See what I'm doing is every day, once a week, I go over there and I put a little oil on.
Right. So, but you've been riding like a fiend. Well, you have no choice.
Well, I had no choice because the car was so kaput.
But you've been riding like every day.
Yeah, even in the rain.
In the rain. How's that?
Go fucking great. Try riding a bike when you're sick.
No, yeah, I know. That's a shame, man. You know, because you know what? I just hope that I probably won't, because I know you. But I'm just saying, I can only imagine how disheartening that must be, that, you know, you go outside, you look at your bike, and you just go, I don't really want to.
Well, yeah, when you're tired. I love riding my bike, but when I'm tired, I don't want to ride the bike.
And when it's raining?
When it's raining? I'm forced to ride the bike.
Yeah. Now, has the cold been a difference?
No.
No, not at all?
Because I've always dressed.
We got to get those lowers like Justin has. We got to get those leather lowers.
I was looking at them, too.
They're not that bad. Not that expensive, really.
And now that I got the crash bars on the bike, I could put lowers
on. Yes, sir. I got to do that. Well, when my bike is back up and running.
Yeah, you got other things that are much more important.
Yeah, like fixing it.
Yes.
So I'm going to trailer it when it's time. I can rent a U-Haul trailer to tow the bike, a motorcycle trailer for $25 for the day.
Perfect.
I'll just tow it to up there, and then I'll just bring the trailer back. And then when he says it's fixed, I'll just go get Deb to ride me up there, or one of you knuckleheads, and then I'll just ride it home.
Hey,
what?
We're V-twins.
Oh, what do you think a knucklehead is?
How long did they give you a time period?
No, I didn't. I have to imagine.
You should ask.
Why?
Because remember.
Yeah, it's that time
I have the old five-month wait, remember?
Well, that's, yeah, I don't think that's.
That was an insurance issue.
I think that was an insurance
issue. This is not an insurance issue.
Yeah.
This is a service, so it's going to be a lot better.
And of course, yeah, because we are the Motorcycle Men podcast, I could always say, hey, look, if you take too long, the entire world's going to know about it. I will tell them.
I don't know. You know, you can't watch a YouTube video and then really know how long, because you watch YouTube videos.
Yeah, you know, I did.
These fucking guys do that job in 40 minutes.
Yeah, did you watch
it? Done.
Yeah, I know. Did you watch it? You watched those two videos that had guys up there.
Yeah.
The bolt cutters, and they cut the push rods out. They cut the push rods out.
You got to replace the push rods?
They had me until they cut the push rods. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, now you got to put new ones in. Well, how the hell are you doing that?
They make it look so fucking easy.
They're using the adjustable push rods. And then I'm like, well, then you have to adjust them. How do you know? Because you have to do a valve adjustment. And I'm like, you know what? Right there, done. Sorry. Finished. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, they make it look easy.
Yeah, they do. You know, it's like, once you loosen up those cap bolts all the way around, and you pull that sucker out, shit starts falling apart. And I'm not, no. No, thank you. I'm not doing, no. I'll leave it to the professionals, the guys who have the tools.
All right, that one video I sent you, the guy did it without taking the pipe off.
Yeah.
The exhaust off.
Yeah.
And he made it look easy.
Yeah.
You know, he just, that snapping of those
push rods. Snap. Right, right. That's scary.
But, you know, like I said, he puts everything back together. Yeah. Like, one, two, like nothing.
Now, the guy I work with did the same thing because he was building a bike, and that's what he had to do. And he used the big old bolt cutters, and he cut them out. And I was like, yeah. I asked him about, you know, when you got to adjust the push rods. He goes, yeah, you keep doing it. He said it'll start being noisy at first, and you shut the bike off, and you adjust them, and you keep doing it until it's not noisy anymore. I'm like, that's kind of like, you know.
Sketchy.
Yeah, that's like, you know, you're closing your eyes with your eye and your thumb, and you go, yeah, it's close. No, I don't want that. No, thank you. So last weekend, have you been doing any bike stuff, Tim?
No. I wore a motorcycle shirt.
Motorcycle shirt.
Does that mean anything?
All right, so listen, before we get any further, Right now, at this very moment, there exists a Kickstarter campaign, Get Tim a Harley.
Yay!
It's out there right now. It's on the Motorcycle Men website at motorcyclemen.us. I will put links in the show notes so that you can go get it. Right now, there's $40 in there right now.
You put it in?
Huh?
You put it in there?
I know. Actually, one of our listeners put money
in
too.
Hey, thank you!
You can go there. If you want to help Tim get it, it doesn't matter if you want to pay 50 cents, a nickel, doesn't matter. Everything, whatever you want to put in, doesn't matter. So we get Tim a bike. We're going to somehow. Now, we have yet to decide. Why is there a smoke alarm going off?
I got to go check.
All right.
We're going to burn down.
We could be sitting in a flaming house right now. We don't know. So anyway, so if you we're gonna decide if we want to let the listeners pick what kind of bike he gets. Would that be dangerous?
Yes.
That would be very.
That ain't right because he's got to get a bike he likes.
Yeah.
And everybody, any rider would know that you get a bike that you want, not that somebody else wants you to get.
So while Tim is out of the room, let's do some business. Surfing Summit Motorcycles, one of our sponsors, and. Surfing Summit Motorcycle offers motorcycle. They're a motorcycle touring company. They offer Harley Davidson and Big Twins and Suzuki V-Stroms for rent at reasonable prices. And they will also deliver the bike to wherever you are staying. And you can look at the bikes in person. That's Street Cycles of Falmouth, Maine. They also have rental helmets, jackets, gloves, and GPS. So you can have everything you need to enjoy some great New England riding. So from the beautifully rugged coast of Maine to the amazing White Mountains of New Hampshire, Surf and Summit can help you have a fantastic motorcycling vacation. So for more information, just visit surfandsummitmotorcycle.com. And you can go over to Cycle Gear. That's cyclegear.com. And you can get yourself stuff. 136 stores nationwide. They're guaranteed to have everything, something you want. They have even helmets, Chris. Ginny can help you get a helmet, right?
Yeah. I have to check. I'm going to check.
They got some good stuff. I mean,
you need a full head.
I was looking at that. They have a Bell helmet, full face, $49.
And that's just for the cold weather riding. That's all.
I mean, you can't. That's not bad, right?
That's what it looks like too.
You know, you want black, right?
No, I got a really cool one that I picked out on Amazon. It's really cool looking.
You know, what's it? Is it H? I want to say
HTC.
HTC.
I think it is.
Yeah. Okay. That's what
phone.
I got.
That's a phone.
That is a phone. I'm like, well, that doesn't sound right. I don't care about this. We'll look it up. But anyway, so if you're in Edison store, you can go over there and talk to Chainsaw Ginny or Sean, and they'll help you out. Tell them the Motorcycle Men sent you.
Yeah.
Tobacco Motorwear. They make the best Kevlar-lined riding jeans you'll ever find anywhere on the planet. They also have their brand new McCoy jacket, also lined. Made of oil-stained leather. Oil-stained cotton. It's great. Really cool stuff. And the California riding shirt. Chris and I wear that. It's great. Yep. Comfy cozy. This is the time of year to be wearing that. So when you go up to order, make sure you use the purchase code, Motorcycle Men, and they'll take care of you. All right.
Very cool.
And we're streaming on Dacklin Radio up in the Adirondack Mountains where there's like three people living.
Nice.
HJC.
HJC, that's it. Motorcycle Man supports David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. Go on, check them out. David's Dream and Believe. They actually contribute money to help families who are dealing with the struggles, financial, mental, physical, of cancer. So. All right. We got some listener mail.
Uh-oh. Yay. Uh-oh.
What do we do now?
And we're going to find out.
Nothing good, I hope.
No. It's actually some decent fan mail.
Really?
Decent fan mail. People are...
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
No, don't say that yet.
I did an interview with Liza Miller and Emma Booten of the Motorcycles Misfits podcast last week.
What'd you say?
Liza Miller.
I thought she said Liza Minnelli. No. I was like, wait a minute.
Liza Miller.
Liza Minnelli rides? And how old is she now? Like 120?
You guys. So anyway, they are the admins on this Women's Riders World Relay. Women Riders World Relay. It's actually their thousands of women are involved in this globally, where they are going to be passing a baton.
People in this fucking restaurant with their fucking phones.
Turn off the goddamn phone. Nobody you want to talk to, hang up on them. All right. Anyway, so they're the admins on this global ride that's going to be happening in 2019, where women around the world will be passing a baton.
Yeah.
And it's going to go from rider to rider around the world.
Around the whole world.
Around the whole worldy. They don't know where they're starting yet, but probably in Scotland.
Scotland.
Probably. All right, this comes from Matt from California. Matt says, I've been meaning to contact you guys for a while, but life keeps moving me in another direction. Anyway, I'm Matt. I live in SoCal. I have two bikes in my garage. A street bike is a 2004 Yamaha FZ1 and a 2006 Honda CRF 450R flat track bike
that I
race locally.
Nice.
I write a blog for another part of the hobby that really is a passion bordering on mental illness. The blog is My Motorcycle Obsession at blogspot.com.
Cool. Check it out.
I find your show two parts entertaining and one part infuriating. Keep it up anyway. I'll keep listening, as it's always good to hear about how other people enjoy the hobby.
What's the infuriating part? I can't leave us hanging like that.
Well, because we don't know shit.
Well, not necessarily. It's just that maybe it's the 12-year-old in the room. I don't know. I have no idea. But now, is motorcycling a hobby, a sport? What is it?
I think that's an individual thing. Wow. It depends on how each individual person takes it. People, I've heard people make comments. They don't get it. You're like, oh, hobby. You're riding your motorcycle.
For him, I'd say it's a sport because he races it.
Yeah.
For us, it's more of a hobby.
No, hobby maybe for you, not for me.
It's not a hobby for you. It is a hobby for you.
No, it isn't.
It is still.
It's a car. Another car for me. It just says
no, 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 no. It's a hobby for you.
No.
No.
I think for people that don't ride much, that's a hobby. I ride because, it's an extension of me. It's just like my car. Like, I use my bike to go
places.
So what
does that categorize you as?
Then, I don't know. What's the other categorization of it? Was it hobby? What?
Penis.
Penis? Yeah.
Why does it got to go there? I don't know.
Nipples?
Yeah, but I think exactly, nipples. Per person. I mean, some people, you just look at it as a, hey, that's my hobby. I'm going to go ride when I can here and there. And then there's other people that it's an enjoyable vehicle. You like to ride as much as possible all year round.
Okay.
We got this other mail. Meemail? It's a meemail.
Wow, you can't fucking talk to that.
I can't, man. I just, you know. We're not going to give his real name, but he goes by Panhead Mike.
Okay, Panhead.
Okay. And thanks for your podcast. I listen, and I have visited Bergen Harley-Davidson more than once.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the fast pace and the interplay. The background sounds of a diner are great. See, all you haters can drop dead. If you were asking for votes, I would prefer to hear fewer F-bombs, but you didn't ask.
What the fuck did you say?
Reason? I'd like to be able to recommend the podcast to a wider audience.
Okay.
So if we backed off on the F word, we would probably get more listeners there. He suggested.
Shut the front door.
He has
Battlestar Galactica.
He has a suggestion for an episode, which we're going to touch on briefly, but I'm not going to say
because
I don't want to like give anybody any ideas.
What?
Okay.
So we're going to tell it. So
well, thank you for your email. We really appreciate it.
So great. Well, thanks a lot, Panhead Mike, for the email. Appreciate it. And we have one more. This is from Robert in Tennessee. Does New Jersey allow you to pump fuel into your motorcycle, or is it like cars where they do it for you?
Oh, no.
You always
do
it yourself here.
Yeah.
You do it yourself always. Here.
No, you got to.
You don't let nobody touch your motorcycle.
There was one guy that literally fucking tried to do that. That's just a couple of months ago. I practically smacked his hand like a little kid.
No. Right. No.
Bad.
If they want to pump gas into my car, go right ahead.
Fine.
That's fine.
The bike? No.
Just hand me the nozzle.
I've had to teach a couple attendants, too. I can always tell the attendants at gas stations that
were new,
that no motorcycles, because before they hand you the nozzle, they dip it out.
Yeah.
And then there's the other guys, they're just like, here! And there's like a ton of gas in it.
Yeah, no.
And then I told them, I said, before you hand it to a guy on a motorcycle, you got to go like this.
Just dump it out.
This way the gas doesn't spill on the engine and then light you on fire.
Yeah. Because yes. that is bad.
Yeah, I understand. Fire is not good.
It's not good.
Yeah.
So that's our listener mail.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Keep them coming.
Again, the Florian Knights fundraiser for Ronald McDonald's House is happening on October 20th. Leaving from the Ronald McDonald House in New York and coming to Hudson Harley Davidson. And they're giving away a crap load of stuff, trips and goodies and stuff, so make sure you're there for that. All right.
Motherfucker.
What the hell?
That person with the phone in the diner again.
You got to understand, it's political season and everybody's calling to get your vote.
I've got one word for you. Mute.
House phone.
Mute.
You're in my house.
Yeah.
In your diner.
Damn it. It's my diner.
All right, so we have a little bit of news briefly.
And that is,
well,
and where's the drum roll?
Yes. Triumph has released another teaser about their Scrambler 1200 that's going to be coming out on the 18th. I'm sorry, on the 24th of this month. It is an absolutely hard. If put it this way, if this was a movie,
yeah,
and this was the trailer that they released for it, I would never go see it.
Let's
it's
see
an
it.
Absolutely horrible, horrible, horrible trailer.
For the road.
For genuine adventure. For full-on scrambling. The real deal. Scrambler 1200. 24/10/18. To a theater near you.
Oh, God.
Was that a horrible trailer?
Yeah, it was fucking
that was
that
a horrible
said
teaser.
Nothing. They didn't show
said,
anything
no.
horrible.
Said nothing
they're
about
doing
the bike.
Build up, but they you couldn't even see what the bike's
but
like.
But after some digging, I believe I found that's what it looks like. And
are you fucking kidding me?
That's a scrambler.
You're joking, right? Is that a joke?
Yep.
Can we go over what is the definition of a scrambler? What is
it? It is a motorcycle that can be used on roads
that
and
can scramble
on dirt.
So if you're scrambling,
in essence, it could be considered a dual sport, but it's not really. But you can take this off road.
Well, you're saying dual sport, but you're also saying scrambler. What's the?
That's their new name for it. It does the same fucking thing. Yeah. You could go on the road with it.
It's got knobby tires, and you can go on dirt roads.
You're
going to
get a lot of emails on this. What the difference?
We are. There's going to be tons of emails. This is what a scrambler is. You guys don't know jack shit. But
that's right. We don't know jack shit.
Look,
we're talking about what it is.
my good friend over the Moto Adventurer blog, he has a Triumph that he turned into a scrambler, and basically he uses his bike where it shouldn't be used, which is basically what you're going to do with a scramble. You're going to go places where you probably shouldn't be going, but you're going anyway.
That's perfect.
And that's exactly what it's in, yeah. Yeah, it is.
But why the word scrambler, not dual sport?
Because scrambler sounds fine.
Because
sounds
dual sport would indicate to me anyway that it's more road intended.
And I get both bikes. One I think is long haul.
Well, that's what a dual sport, yeah.
You know, I mean,
a scrambler looks like it's to be smaller.
Yes,
it is. They are smaller.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about. The dual sport can go high miles, like real far. It's meant for adventure. It's an adventure bike. The scrambler, yes, you could do the same thing with a scrambler, but it's not built. Doesn't have the bags on it. Doesn't have
right. Well, that's what I like about what he.
It's a stripped down like.
Yeah,
it's a cross between a dirt bike and a fucking. Like a street bike, almost. Like a regular street bike.
Right. So that's the deal with that. So they're doing that. And then we have...
I think they started to become popular from... what's his name's character on Walking Dead?
Nah, these...
Because
these
like,
predate,
like
they predate
9
that.
Years ago. They've, of course, they've been around.
They predate that.
They started to get popular.
Possibly.
When he was riding, I forget even what brand that is. He rides on a chair.
As I understand it, that is
a scrambler.
Is a bastardized Suzuki? I think it was. Something like that. I can't remember now. I actually really don't remember. But it's a,
I'm not even going to say because I don't know.
I don't know. Shoei, for you helmet whack jobs. Here you go, Chris. Shoei is announcing their
nudie
GT helmet. Air 2 touring helmet.
It's got a big tit on it.
It's the Japanese maker is releasing this.
How much is it? $1,400?
$542.
Oh, okay.
So that's now they're showing it in pounds, but that equates to $542. So anyway, so it's the GT Air, and it's
And what does it do for you?
It's just brand new. They're just announcing the release of this new helmet. It's just and it's got a flip down visor inside. Bill, I don't like the flip down visor inside. I don't like that. Stop. Features include an internal sun visor drop down with neat sliding mechanism over the left hand visor mechanism. Hell's walls are shock absorbent rigid shell. So EPS liner. And get this, to accommodate all heads, shapes, and sizes, Shoei comes in the choice of three shells, one to cover extra small and medium, one for large, and another to sit over XL.
Orange on a toothpick.
And double XL heads. So if you have a double XL head, this one will fit you.
No, I got an XL head.
Do you seriously have an XL, a large XL head? Really? No kidding. Mm-hmm. I would have never imagined your noggin that big.
Yeah, I got a fat head.
It's like that guy in that video who had the helmet on backwards.
Oh, my God. That was that fucking hilarious, funny,
I got
video.
An honest belly laugh after this thing.
No, it gets me. See, well, but so anyone who doesn't know this, there's this video on YouTube and Facebook.
And I put it on, so I think people on the Motorcycle Men Facebook page should have saw the
they
same video.
They should have seen it. There is, it's obviously, I think, taking place, I don't know where this is.
India,
something like that. There's a dude, two dudes on a bike. One guy, the driver, has got his helmet on correctly, and then the guy who's riding passenger has the helmet, he's got the helmet on backwards, and some dudes pulled up in the car next to him and started pointing it out to him, and they're laughing. But I want to point out what a dick the guy who's driving the motorcycle
right?
must be, because he knew he was putting it on backwards and didn't say it.
Of course.
Right?
I would have left it.
Oh,
I would have been like,
God.
Man, I would have left it.
That is too funny. That was hilarious. I always had a crack
like,
up.
Like, how do you do that? I mean, it just feels weird.
Yeah.
Like.
So the question is, would it still do the same job?
Not if he.
I was thinking about that, too. Probably.
Well, not if he landed on the back of his head because it was wide open in the back.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
no, because he had it crooked.
That's right.
So it was all the way down.
Yeah, so it's just so weird. It's like, but like I didn't do that. I want to go home now and put my helmet on like that. And it's like, is that?
You know what I noticed
like
about
that?
You when you put your helmet on? Do you ever watch him put his helmet on? He looks at it and he flips it around side by side, three or four times until he goes, okay, that's the right way.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I'm mentally retarded.
I guess okay.
OCD.
I'm OCD.
All right. You know what time it is now, boys and girls?
Come.
It's time now for Let's Get to My Bike.
Here we
As
go.
You know, that Kickstarter campaign is in full swing now. We have time now to get to Tim My Bike. Our first one on the list here is a 2005 Road King.
$1.
Nice. $1.
Whoa.
$1. No, it's probably takeover payments.
Nah,
well, I'm sure.
No,
nah,
he's
actually,
probably doing that
because he's just looking.
He
just wants people to call.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
So there you go, Tim.
What year is it?
2005.
Nice. We're going to talk about $7,000.
It's got 20,000 miles on it.
20,000? Yeah, maybe 10,000.
Yeah,
he's asking $8,800.
That's close. That's at $8,000.
Yeah.
That's not bad, though. That's nice.
Not bad. Okay.
I like the Road King.
Number two. And you're going to like this now. Harley-Davidson Road King 2006. $6,600 or best offer.
Nice.
How many miles?
21,000.
That's not bad. Where is that located?
Manville.
Okay.
Oh, that's right by my job.
Got true dual exhaust.
Right to
it's
by my job.
Got ape hangers on there. Mini apes.
Mini apes. No windshield, so it'd be a little crushing.
That's right. So, oddly enough, if you got that, I have a windshield at home for you.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, really. Bike number three. Bike number three
is...
Don't tell me it's not going to come up. Oh, this is from Cycle Trader. For $39.95, you can have a Harley-Davidson XL883 L Low with windshield and bags.
Nice.
For $3,900.
Really?
Really.
Go more.
Which part of that don't you go for?
Huh?
I like that.
I want to keep my engine size above 1,000.
You do you?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
Not that I'm being a dick about it, but
no, no, I get it. It's quite all right, you know.
I've had the low.
You had a 650.
Yeah, and that was screaming when I was trying to keep up.
Well,
with
my 83, my 883 didn't scream. It
well, yeah, because the speedometer didn't work. And
that's not true. That's not true. It's got 2,800 miles on it.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, not bad.
I mean, that,
yeah.
See that would be a great second bike. You know,
yeah,
if you have a
Screaming Eagle, no less.
You have your main bike, and then you have your second bike. That would be a second
bags.
Bike.
It's got even a trunk bag. Look at that. Size of that little tail. You can put your lunch in there. And it's got, of course, the Evolution engine, which is a workhorse, which you cannot kill that engine.
Cool.
Comes That's why they haven't gotten rid of it.
It comes with a seat, too, by the way.
I hope so.
Yeah, you know. So there you have it. You have two Road Kings and a Sportster. We'll post these on there, and eventually what's going to happen.
I'm leaning towards the 2006.
All right.
Road King.
So we'll put that up. And again, the Kickstarter campaign. We'll have links to that, and you can help Tim get a bike.
Everybody puts $5 in.
Everybody puts $5 in. And then put it this way. We had 1,705 listeners last week.
Wow.
All right. So if every one of those people put in $2, you'd have enough to get the Sportster. $3, and you'd have enough to get the Road King.
There you go. Almost.
There you go. Almost. All right. Now, this past weekend, Chris and I went to Harley-Davidson of Ocean County, and we, because the demo truck showed up, and we said, we're going to take some rides.
Nice.
Of course, the weather was dog shit.
It was horrible. I mean, it's just overcast.
This whole
shitty
fucking summer and just the fall, it's just non-stop.
It sucks.
Like, I've never seen the weather people be so fucking wrong on a daily basis as this year.
And they get paid well
for
this.
It's going to be sunny and cloudy, and it's just miserably cloudy and misty all day.
Now, Saturday, the forecasted weather for Saturday was to be partly sunny all day, temperatures in the mid-60s to 70s.
Nope.
It was in the low 60s and cloudy, rainy all freaking day long.
All fucking day.
It's funny. It's funny. Funny. I was at the Rutgers game and it wasn't raining at all. Didn't rain at all. Didn't misty. Wasn't.
The mist was the worst.
Oh yeah.
When you test ride the bike because it much better. If it
well,
just
fortunately,
rained.
The misting didn't start happen until later on, like 1-ish.
Yeah, because
1 o'clock.
The misting just makes the ground like fucking like slippery shit.
But we had, I was disappointed because there was quite a few motorcycles that they did not have for testing. They didn't have any of the street models, which doesn't surprise me. They didn't have the freewheeler, which was the three-wheel, the trike. They didn't have that.
Well, they had a big one.
They had the Ultra. They had
the Ultra.
Did you take that out?
I wanted to do
no,
that.
No, we couldn't.
I wanted to take it out. But it was
tied up.
It was just tied up, like nonstop.
Really they did not have the Street Bob, which I wish they did, and they didn't have the Lowrider.
Or the Deluxe.
Did they have the Deluxe?
No, they had the Deluxe.
They had the Deluxe there, yeah.
I didn't see it, but I wasn't there.
Yeah, they did. They didn't have the Roadster, which I like. There's a couple other bikes they didn't have. But Chris, how many bikes did you ride?
Four.
And what were they?
Of course, the Fat Boy.
Mm-hmm.
The FXDR.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun. And I did the
Road Glide.
Road Glide. And then I did.
Was that the CVO Road Glide you said?
The CVO Road Glide.
That's what I took that out to.
And then I did the low rat?
No. Oh, you did the Fat
new,
Bob.
I did the new Fat Bob.
Surprised you guys didn't do the new Breakout.
I did. I rode seven bikes that day.
I like the Breakout. I do, but I don't like the look of it with that tank on it.
And the baby tank.
I rode, first of all, I took out the Sport Glide, the Harley's new Sport Glide.
And?
You want to go one at a time?
Go one at a time.
Okay, well, we'll start with the Sport Glide. I didn't think I was going to like it, and I did. In fact, I liked it a lot. It really is. I think with the taller windshield on it, the wind, I think, would have been hitting me square in the eyeballs. The little windshield that they have on that thing right now is hitting me right in the neck. But it was really, really comfortable. It handled well. That 114, that the 107, the Milwaukee 8 that they had in it was great. The brakes were absolutely amazing. You, one finger braking. There's no need for them to have a handle that big.
Yeah, they just, that had the ABS, I believe, on it, too.
It did. Yeah, it was weird. A great bike. I was really, really, really impressed with that.
And does that have ABS on it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
All the new bikes, some of them are an option for some of the bikes, yeah. And some of them automatically come with it. The Fat Bob that I test rode,
yeah.
Along in the vein of what you were just saying, I didn't think I would like it, and I did.
That's a smaller bike, though, for you, isn't it?
Yeah, not really.
No, it's not.
It's a pretty big bike.
It is.
It's not, you know, it was previously a Dyna, now they put in a Softail model series.
Yeah.
It still feels like kind of like a Dyna-ish, though, and because you're sitting up.
It's
right
a little
more,
taller. It's very tall.
It's the taller bike.
Now, and, what did you think of?
I liked it, though. It handled great, and the speed on it was amazing.
It had the 114 in it, man.
Yeah, wow. Fast as shit. Cooks.
But what did you think of the brake pedal? I told you, I warned you before you got out that the brake pedal was a little down.
Yeah, it was too far. It was weird.
Because, like, you know, like you want your foot like this and hit the brake, but it was more like the pedal of your foot was like this.
Yeah, right.
It was more almost horizontal.
That's not comfortable.
And it's a forward controls, too, so it was a little odd.
Yeah.
But all that bike really think that bike needs was maybe a little windshield or something on it.
Yeah.
And that thing was, that's an amazing
bike. But it
wasn't
as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It was a lot of fun. I thought it was fun. Right.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. I wouldn't buy it, but I didn't think it was bad at all.
Now, seeing how we both rode the Fat Boy. Well, actually, I rode the Fat Boy back in May. And you rode the Fat Boy.
It's the first time for me.
You think of the new Fat Boy?
I loved the shit out of it.
The 2019 Fat Boy.
I loved it. It was my bike, but with a bigger engine on it and bigger tires. I got on the bike, rode it, and I'm like, this is my fucking bike.
Now,
talk about a model that's just been successful with them for so long that they never changed anything. Even when they changed it, they didn't change it. Because I sat on it, and it felt like my bike.
That's wonderful.
You know, and it's fantastic. It was comfortable. It's got the low profile because it's a soft
tail. The lower seat than yours? Or about
no, I think it's actually might be an even a half inch lower than mine. I know it's lighter.
You could feel it.
Yeah, bigger engine than my bike, lighter than my bike.
Wow.
Yeah, and you could feel the power was
ridiculous. You could definitely
ridiculous.
Feel the weight difference between, you could feel it.
I did like 75 in third gear, and the goddamn engine wasn't even screaming.
No. By the way, that loop that we did is a 7.5 mile loop.
Yeah. I like the fact that they take us on Route 70, though.
Yeah.
Get to blast the bikes out a little bit.
Did they let you go by yourself, or you had to go with somebody?
We went with a group of, it was like 15 people all the time.
You know, a group, they're not dicks about it, though. Like, he hammers out when he gets on Route 70, so you can jack the bike up.
Yeah.
And I did that, and then he did the, when I went on one, I thought he was going to go through the yellow light, and then he fucking did one of the, he did a TED stop, you know, last minute.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? I was expecting, I'm like, I said, all the guys behind me are going to hit me. We're dead. But the ABS on the bike was fucking amazing.
But I
braked hard, and that bike just stopped.
Now, were you using front and back brakes, or just?
Yeah, that was just my braking style now is,
I'll tell you what, that
but it's, and like I said, with ABS, it's going to all go on anyway.
But with the front, that front brakes are just tremendous. Like a single finger braking, I find that absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's really good.
I think, now, I've mentioned this before, my big accident a few years ago, if I had ABS on that.
That wouldn't happen.
I wouldn't have gone down in that accident.
So the next bike I rode, because I wanted to take out the FXDR, but it wasn't available. So they said, well, here, you can take this or this or this. So I took out the Breakout, the 2019 Breakout. I didn't think I was going to like it again because of the smaller tank, blah, blah, blah. But it felt pretty good.
It's a fast bike.
I don't know what it is about that. It's got the same engine as the other bikes, but it just seemed faster. I don't know. I really don't know. It handled great. It's got that big 240 in the back. It handled fantastic. It was comfortable. Again, the braking was absolutely wonderful. I think the only thing that if I were to complain about anything, it didn't have a windshield for one. So that guy's like, it was all right. But it was great.
It's really a very good bike.
The but another thing I liked about this Sport Glide, by the way, was the bags that it has. It has the bags like yours with this little button on top, pops right open. That's what a great feature. That might be a bike you would like, the Sport Glide.
Yeah, we were looking at that when we went to the IMS.
I think that'd be a bike you would probably like a lot because it was sat low and has everything you would want on a bike. But and then after that, I got to take out the FXDR. Now, let's talk about the new FXDR.
We both rode it.
And first impressions.
First impressions. That bike is clearly was built for speed. Clearly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a hybrid street bike. Not even a cruiser. Like it's meant to be a racer.
You're not going to do 300 miles on this bike.
No.
You're not.
That bike is built for blasting it out.
Let me plop it up here on the screen so we can have a peek see at it.
It wasn't bad, though. I mean, it was.
I like that one.
It handled really good.
Yeah.
It handled like a little. I felt like I had a little. And it's not like a small bike, but it felt like, you know, it was very maneuverable. Very maneuverable.
It handled really, really well. I'm very surprised as to how well that bike handled.
Yep.
Even with that big wheel in the back. And it had a longer wheelbase. The only thing that was odd about it, and I think you'll agree, was the seating position.
The seat looks uncomfortable.
You were leaning forward like this way, and your feet were way out in front of you. Also,
that seems very weird.
To me, it was. You guys have never ridden a V-Rod, but it was very reminiscent of that. Only, I think it was more extreme than the V-Rod. This bike wants to be a V-Rod in the worst way. It really, really does.
I don't know about that. I got the, like I said, I think the better mix up or mash up I'm thinking of, it's like a cross between a cafe racer and a street bike.
In that respect, yes, you could say that way. But as far as it goes in terms of Harley Davidson motorcycles,
I think the controls need to be in the middle, not in the
definitely. Front. That's one of the things that we both agreed on. This needs mid controls.
Yeah,
definitely, because the forward controls on this gave you that weird seating position. And that big, huge-ass intake that's there, I guess you may have noticed it also, is my leg is right up against it the entire time.
It didn't bother me, though.
It didn't bother me so much, but it was just odd. I have this thing here on the right-hand side on my leg, but nothing on the left-hand side. This thing could haul ass. It moves.
It was clearly, I mean, you could note, like, all the bikes were fast, okay? But the FXDR, you clearly felt. It was probably the fastest out of all the bikes.
And it had a great sound to it. The exhaust note coming out of this thing was fantastic. But again, like I said, it handled really well.
Yeah, it did.
And,
but how does the seat feel? The seat looks very...
When you get on it, it's a race bike.
The seat is exactly it's comfortable. The seat is comfortable, oddly enough. But again, the seating position is odd. It's an odd seating position.
Yeah, because you're like this.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and it just put your legs.
That'll put a lot of pressure on your back after a while.
I could see your lower back starting to bother you after a while.
You know, it's just say the younger guys there that were test riding it loved it.
Well, there you go. That answers it all.
Yeah,
that's couch potatoes. Can't do it.
All the older bikers there, not so much.
I mean, everybody liked it. They thought it was cool, but they go like, you know, I couldn't do 200-mile day on this.
No, it's not meant for that.
No.
That you know, bike, I mean, I hope it's a success for them, but it's. Hey, I mean, yeah, if you're young, you could go long distance on it, okay.
But I tell you what, anybody I see any younger person I see getting this bike, I guarantee you one of the things that they're going to do is look for ways where they can put mid controls on it.
Absolutely,
I guarantee you that.
Absolutely,
you put mid controls on this thing. Now your seating position changes a lot.
Yeah, it does. Because just look at the ass end of it. It looks like a race bike.
I mean, because right now, here's what it is. Your legs are going, follow the arrow, your legs are going like this from here, just this line right there.
Now, if they put the controls in the middle.
Now you got this going on.
Right.
That's
exactly how.
And then you're like this.
Yep.
You're leaning like this. Your arms are like this. As opposed to right now, you're in a C shape. Like more like a V shape, actually. Now, the V-Rod was not that bad. The V-Rod,
you were kind of like in a recliner.
No, actually, you were kind of like upright, but both your arms and your legs were out forward. You weren't leaning.
So you were acute.
You were leaning.
That's what it is.
I know.
You're
acute.
I know. Right. Not you're not obtuse. You're acute.
It's I tell you what. Like I said, put it this way, I could ride this bike back and forth to work.
Right.
The 50 miles back and forth, fine.
You think so? Yeah.
Yes, I could.
I think it would bother you after a while.
No, but don't say to me, look, we're going to Americade. Then I'd go, I don't think so.
I don't know. You could say, yeah.
Maybe, maybe.
No,
I don't
you
know.
Say you go to Americade because you probably get there pretty goddamn quick if you just fucking pass on it. Yeah, pretty much.
But this was another one with the because of the geometry of this, the wind, because I would put my hand out to see where the wind was coming off that little fairing in the front. And again, it's hitting me right in the chin. That's where the wind is hitting me. Not as bad as with the fat boy.
That means it's going to be hitting me in the eyes.
Yeah. Well, like with the fat Bob, the fat boy, especially with the fat boy and the deluxe, the wind is hitting you broad right in the chest, man. Just right in the chest, which is tough, as you know. A little different. The next bike I took out was the, you're going to like this, the Electra Glide Ultra.
Nice. There's the bad
now,
boy.
Now, let me tell you something. For those of you who like to sit on your sofa at home and watch television with your feet up, this is the motorcycle for you.
Too much.
I now understand why. Again, I'm not insulting anyone, but if you're a large, fat person,
I just did,
and you want to do thousands of miles. This is the bike for you.
Yeah, it's just too much.
I have never in my life, my sofa at home is not this comfortable. It is unbelievable. Did you sit on that bike?
Yeah.
I could not believe I sat. First of all, you don't feel the weight. When you pull it up off the side stand, you do not feel the weight.
Yeah, it's very.
It's amazing. Well, you don't feel the weight.
It's amazing.
And when you start moving, you don't hear it shift. It's quiet. And you don't feel the torque as dramatically as you feel it on the other bikes. It's very smooth.
As I get older, I'm pushing a big 5.0. I can't ever see my getting a bike like that though. It's just too much. too much.
It's don't get me wrong.
It almost takes away the riding part. It's
yeah.
It's
you know,
come on, you rode my bike and
yeah,
you liked
but, I
it.
Mean, even your bike was just a little bit too much. I'm not my style, man.
And you know, and the thing
I
right.
just don't want to be surrounded like that. It's just
look again. It's
too
a,
much.
I'm not
it's too much.
We both feel the same. It's not that it's a great looking bike.
Yeah, right.
It really is a great looking bike, and it's got all the freaking bells and whistles
like
you can
compared
imagine.
Compared to your bike, I mean, it made your bike look like a.
Yeah, like a bargain. Dinosaur. Like, well, it made it look like a bargain basement bike.
That's yeah, because it's so much on it. It's
dude, the only
so
thing, I think it even had a Keurig somewhere.
Yeah,
on it.
Dude. It was it's just too much.
It had the boom system on it, the navigation.
Sound.
And
of course,
and you
they
have,
all
you
have that.
You have
now,
the controls on your thing. And it's like, but the bike was so incredibly smooth. I mean, you didn't feel it doing anything. I now understand why people buy these bikes.
I mean, you know what it is? It's clearly built for a long
this is
rides.
Why people are doing saddle sores. And
yeah.
Because
if you're on that bike, you can do a saddle sore like that. No problem at all.
You can do an iron butt rally on one of these things and get off and go like, all right, let's go play some racquetball.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's just like.
I got off that bike and I'm like, what did I just do?
It's a Cadillac on two wheels, man.
Yep.
It really is. It's a Cadillac on two wheels.
Oh, my God. It was
or whatever car of your
yeah,
the cars you choose.
The most comfortable. No, it was a sofa.
Bentley.
It's a Bentley on two wheels.
It was a sofa.
It literally is.
It was a sofa.
Yeah.
Really. What else did you read?
Oh, the last in the CVO Road Glide.
Let's want to talk about that now?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. First of all, it was an absolutely gorgeous bike.
Yes.
It was freaking good.
I noticed the CVOs, they lower than the normal.
Oh, let me.
They're slightly lower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's show him the bike that they had. It was the CVO Road Glide, and it was
big... again, the front end on it doesn't bother. It's the fixed fairing.
You passed it, dude.
CVO Road Glide.
I knew you.
And I want to show you the color they had. They didn't have this one. I wish they had the red and silver
that
one.
That was a, that's a nice
that
one.
Was absolutely gorgeous. I wish they had that, but they didn't. They had... that one.
Yep.
They had that blue. The blue fade. And the details on this thing were incredible.
Yeah, the bike was just gorgeous.
It was. I mean, it had the pinstriping in the knitting on the seat. It had the rocker boxes were red, and it had a 117 in it.
Wow.
Yep. A 117. And I'm going to tell you something. When you lift this bike off the side stand, you felt it.
Yep. It was it's a heavy bike.
This beast. Bike said, I am a CVO. It was monstrous. But let me tell you something. Again, this thing had the boom system in it, and this bike freaking wanted to go 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. If money was no object, I would this bike right here.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. But the big fairing, that's just, I don't know, man. It's not me.
The thing about the Road Glide is, what you have to understand is the
but
fairing
But it's very
is,
easy to handle.
It is. Oh, my God.
Super easy
because
to handle.
Because it is a fixed fairing. It's frame mounted.
Yeah, the fixed fairing didn't bother me like I thought it would. You get used to it in 2 seconds.
And the thing is about this thing is that you got one thing you have to remember. Unlike the Ultra Glide, like you had, Tim, where the fairing is right there. You got to understand it with the road with the Road Glide. The fairing is out there.
Yeah, I know.
It's
yeah,
out it's there.
Like, so you can't reach the navigation system.
No, you have to do it.
You need a pointer.
You got to do the hand controls.
Everything's on the handles.
That's the only way you're going to touch anything.
Because and it's built that way, and I thought that was easy. Like cause yeah. while I was riding, I was doing it.
Yeah, so changing the radio station, navigating.
Super easy.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really
and,
cool.
And, again, it was quiet acceleration. Gobs of torque. Yeah. Holy crap. You twisted that throttle, and it was going to – if you weren't holding on, it was going to throw you off. But it was a gorgeous bike. It really, really, really – looked. That's just a beautiful bike.
It is.
Really is just a beautiful bike. So, I rode that. We both rode that. Well, you rode four bikes recently.
Only
that
four bikes. I did all four
that's right.
bikes already.
I then took out the Iron 1200 Sportster. Of course, I got to take the Sportster.
Of course you do.
It was, you know, it's a Sportster, so you got to understand it's not as refined as the rest of the bikes.
But, I wanted to get another Sportster.
But this one had mid control. Unlike the 48 Special, this has mid controls. But it has the Mini Apes on it, and it's just a fun freaking little bike. It's fun. It was a fun. It's got the Evo engine in it, which you can't possibly complain about it. It has a lot of giddy up. It goes. It's a lot of fun. It was a great little bike. I enjoyed it. Again, this is probably better for the smaller person, but I was comfortable on it. I was more comfortable on this 48 Special because that had forward controls. This one didn't. And I took out the what's that so far? So I got the Sport Glide, the Ultra, and the FXDR,
the Road Glide,
the CVO Road Glide, the 1200, Iron 1200. Number six was what else did I take out? Come on,
Fat Bob.
Well, you took out the bike we mentioned before, the Classic, the Heritage.
I took out the Heritage. I took out my Heritage. But I did take out another bike.
Yeah, the...
I didn't take out the Deluxe. I did not take
the Deluxe. I took out the Deluxe.
I did not take the Deluxe out. I'm
sorry I didn't take that bike out, but that bike looks so... It looks so like a Heritage. I didn't imagine that would be any different than riding a Heritage.
We should have tried it anyway just to see the difference without all the weight on it.
Yeah, very similar.
I take out? I can't believe I'm
beautiful
forgetting
bike, it. Though. That's the one I date. It comes factory with the white walls and all the chrome.
I didn't take out. You know, they had the Road King Special.
It did not test ride that one. I wish I did that.
I kind of wish I did take that out, too, because that looked like it was. I've never ridden a.
You didn't take a Street Glide out this time?
No. Sport Glide Deluxe, Fat Bob, Softail Slim. They have the Softail Slim there, which I did not take out. And I kept asking for the Street Bob, and it wasn't there. But I think that's it. I think that's all there was up there. And I took out the Heritage Classic again, well, just because.
I would buy the new Breakout and put the old tank back on.
If you could. I don't know if you could or not.
You could. Why wouldn't you be able to?
I don't know. I guess I suppose you could. But the... I tell you what, now that I had a chance to ride the brand new Heritage for a little longer than when I went up to Bergen Harley, just like what you said, like when you rode the Fat Boy, the brand new Fat Boy, I rode the Heritage and I felt like if I closed my eyes, I was on my bike.
Right.
The only difference was it had the bottom half of the windshield was blacked out and
the bigger engine,
but it performed exactly the same. It felt the same. There was a comfort, a familiarity.
That's one of their classic bikes that they're just not going to change because they got it down.
This one here, you're looking at it right here on the screen now, the blue one, this is the one that I took out. It had the 114 in it.
Yep.
Comfortable as hell. And what's interesting thing is they had one of these on the floor inside that had the backrest to it for 19 grand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and
I'm glad they got away from their 18 colors. Their 18 colors were horrible.
The ones, the colors that they used to have?
Yeah, the colors for the 2018 models. Now they went and got it, because they had that, sand red
color, that flat red.
They're all flat colors.
I don't like the flat colors. I don't know why the frick they do that. I think they just don't look good.
But when they start using the two-tones on these bikes, it looks a lot better.
Now it gets a little better. Now, I'll tell you what, in a heartbeat, I would put white walls on this bike right away.
Yes, definitely.
Right away.
Definitely.
There's the brown, and the red is really good looking, too. The black and brown is kind of silly, but the blue and white is really good. I like that. And then this weird green. I don't know why they did this green. It's very strange. It's kind of Hulk looking, you know. And then the silver. But
looks like a Green Bay Packers bike.
Yeah. Kind of silly, yeah. But I really, really like the Heritage. And I tell you, it's
a great bike.
What's that two-tone one look like?
Which one? The blue one, white one?
Yeah. There we go. Okay.
It's a great bike.
See, that's a great. If they put the white walls on there, it'd be cool.
Yeah, it kind of got that.
It almost looks like a cop bike.
Yeah, police bike. A police bike. Yeah, but I like that. I like this one too.
You'd probably like that bike too.
I could definitely see you on one of these.
The Heritage. Is awesome.
I could definitely see
one. You know what my thing is it between that or the Deluxe? I'm caught between.
It's basically the same bike.
Yeah, I understand, The Deluxe, I don't know, for some looks a little different.
The Deluxe has more chrome on it.
Yeah, that comes factory with the white walls.
Yeah, yeah, right off the top. That's the one thing.
Okay, then we're going to go with the Heritage. I don't want no more chrome. I ain't polishing shit.
a lot of chrome on it too.
A lot of chrome. Oh my god, there's so much chrome.
It
on
It looks
the,
pretty. It's a pretty bike, man. Everybody even said that they're a beautiful bike.
Oh, it is. It is unquestionably. But it's like you said. It's got if you're afraid, if you've got an aversion to chrome and shiny stuff. You definitely want to avoid the Deluxe because, yeah, you'll be polishing until the day.
And it's funny how the people that didn't ride the bike, everybody always said they liked the Fat Boy, but they always hated the solid rims on it.
The solid rims must be easier to clean.
Fine.
They must be easier to clean.
No, but the wind thing.
I don't know. Look at
no issue.
That is sweet looking.
It's a beautiful bike.
Yeah,
dude.
It is a definitely really beautiful bike. So.
Yeah, and you know what? You put a shield of bags on that, and that's a Heritage.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's what
yeah.
it is.
Pretty much. And
it's a low-profile bike. I mean, the Softails models are the best for people.
The colors are beautiful on this
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, I like the chocolate.
The brown. Yeah,
makes me want to lick it.
I love the
See, I wish they put the engine from the...
That's good.
From like, the Fat Boy in there.
No, it's already got the 114.
That's the same.
The brushed aluminum.
Oh, you
See,
want
I don't
that.
Know why they can't
no,
do
they,
that.
They wanted it. No, that was just for the Fat Boy.
I'm just saying, I don't know why they couldn't do that.
I kind of like
reason.
They wanted the classic chrome look on it.
I bought both bikes and then switched the engines.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. Well, there you go. I like the orange. I like the scorched orange. But this right there, that blue and white is beautiful.
Scorched orange is nice.
Yeah, I like that color.
Cool.
That's cool.
So that's our review of those the new 2019s. I'm pretty happy with everything we rode.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick, now that I've ridden almost all of them this year, my favorite, top five. This is my top five. Number one's going to be the Heritage. That's my favorite. Second favorite's going to go to the 48 Special because that was so freaking fun. Third's going to be the Fat Bob. I love the Fat Bob. I thought it was a lot of fun. CVO Road Glide. And then lastly, I'm going to have to, it's going to be between the Sport Glide or the Breakout.
Hmm. And the luxury liner is not included?
No, I am not going to. No. The luxury liner is not going to be there. That is the luxury glide. That thing was just insane. It's just too much.
All right, Chris, what's your top five?
It's a Fat Boy. Fat Boy. Fat Boy. Deluxe Street Glide.
Yeah, okay.
The Fat Boy is just so comfortable. And the air, I wish I could take the big fat tires and put them on my bike.
Now, one of the things you noticed there was that somebody, one of the salesmen of Harley, you saw the one new Fat Boy that had the windshield and the bags on.
Yeah. He had all the accessories. He had this. The picture I have. He had that.
And now it looked
great.
Fucking great.
Fucking awesome.
He put all the shit that I picked on the site on the bike. And I saw everything, and it looked fantastic.
What color was it?
Black.
Black.
Gorgeous bike. Looked really good.
Yeah.
Really
it looked
freaking
fantastic.
Good. Yeah.
Just, cool.
He even had a speaker system in it.
Oh, really?
Inside in the thing. It was fucking awesome.
All right. You know what we're going to do? We're not going to get into the main topic because we've already gone almost an hour and a half. So we're gonna skip the topic.
We'll
hit it next time.
When Justin's
here, so we can.
Yeah. So, once again, some events coming up again. We have the Florian Knights thing on October 20th. We also have Sonny down at Myrtle Beach Bike Week wanted me to make this announcement that Carolina Thunder Motorcycle Drag Racing is happening Friday, October 19th and Saturday, October 20th. Anybody can race their motorcycle. Anybody. If you have a motorcycle, you can show up at the track. You got your helmet on, and you can go. And they have racers.
Town used to do that.
Yeah. All racers and motorcycles are welcome. Saturday, 12 classes, and a grudge match. Motorcycle racing. Trophies and payouts all available. Information is available on the website. That's ctmdr.com. Pageland Dragway. But he was telling me, I was asking him, well, because they're near Myrtle Beach, I said, how'd you guys make out down there with the hurricane came through? He said the track was underneath 8 feet of water.
Wow. Wowzer.
So the water is finally receded. There's still some standing water right in the area. But the tower, the grandstand, the concession stand, and all that is ruined. So they have to rebuild it all. But they're still going to go ahead with the races anyway.
Wow.
So, yeah,
wow.
Pretty intense.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. We don't need to do the calendar because the calendar is already showing our bike of the day is the 2017 Lowrider S. And that's it. So nothing on Woody. Crumple page, nothing's on there. Visit our Facebook page, Motorcycle Men Podcast on Facebook. And don't forget to check out all of our other fellow podcasters and video bloggers and all that crap like that. They're all doing great stuff. And going to be interviewing Chris Comley, Sports the Mega Rider, soon. And also Brian Farr of the Route 20 Historical Society, the Hershawar Society. And I got some other ride interviews coming up, too. And that's about it.
I love it.
Anything else, guys?
That's all good.
No?
Nope, we're good.
You guys seem so freaking excited. It's
tired.
Just, yeah?
Exhausted. I've been working so much. I'm so tired.
I did 10 hours overtime this week.
I want to count some.
The week just started and I already did 8. And that's not a lie. That's not a lie. That is exactly
right. Today's Monday, so you did 8 hours.
Yep. Today was my day off and I worked 8 hours.
Oh, well, geez, fine.
I'm not lying.
All right, so I am Ted, your host of the Motorcycle Men Podcast.
I can confirm that.
This
that
is
he is Ted.
Episode 169. 169. And I am here with Timbuktu.
God, like nobody sees you.
You're supposed to wait until I ask you. Tim, you have anything to say?
No. Okay. Ride like nobody sees you, people.
And Chris the Joker.
That's all he's got to say. He's a child. A 12-year-old brother is
no,
here.
No, I'm 11. Thank you.
Right. Come on. You,
is
you
that
re-
it?
He reads puberty. Puberty.
Yeah, you know, whatever. Okay. And, of course, Justin Shears is not here, but he says his... And that's it from the V-Twin Cafe. And we're going to get out of here. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't
Are
know.
Are you really?
I don't know. I just
really
feel like I am. Anyway. All right. So, I just read about that. Carolina Thunder motorcycle drag racing.
Okay.
Yeah, just a vintage to pro racing. So, yeah, so everybody was at Barber.
You can't keep talking because
I know.
You said goodbye
I said
already.
Goodbye.
And you're talking again.
But I just wanted to say, no, I forgot. Everybody was at the Barber Vintage Motorcycle Festival thing in Birmingham, and we weren't there because we were too poor.
There you go.
All right, kids, we're going to get out of here. And remember, we say stupid crap so you don't have to.
Yeah. Shake it, sleazy people.
This is what I mean by stupid crap.
There's no crap like stupid crap.
In your face, sucker! In your face, sucker!
I know I'm striving to get at least a couple, two
oh
more emails.
Oh, my God. Stop.
All right. Why don't you cough into the microphone?